The world's first permanent international war crimes tribunal is one step closer to reality today, despite U.S. opposition. More than 60 nations, many of them U.S. allies, have now formally ratified the Rome Statute that sets up the court. As the United Nations marked what many are calling a milestone in human rights law, the Bush administration says it might withdraw the U.S. signature from the treaty. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
10 countries formally handed in their papers at a ceremony in New York today, paving the way for the Rome Statute to come into force by July 1st. The court itself should be up and running by next year in The Hague. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, speaking from Rome, said the world has dealt a decisive blow to impunity.
Those who commit war crimes, genocide, or other crimes against humanity will no longer be beyond the reach of justice. Humanity will be able to defend itself, responding to the worst of human nature with one of the greatest achievements, the rule of law.
The International Criminal Court will have jurisdiction only when countries are unwilling or unable to prosecute individuals accused of the most heinous crimes. President Clinton signed the Rome Treaty but did not submit it to Congress. Many lawmakers fear an international court could prosecute American soldiers in politically motivated cases. Pierre Prosper, the Bush administration's ambassador at large for war crimes issues, says negotiations have failed to address these concerns.
We are looking at a range of possible approaches, including nullifying the signature. And the reason, if we were to do that, would be simply to make it clear that we do not intend to be a part of this process and that we do not intend to send it to the Senate for ratification.
That has Prosper's predecessor, David Sheffer, worried.
The real tragedy here is that the United States, which has led in the development of international criminal law, international humanitarian law, and international justice itself, for more than a century, will in fact lose that leadership role in the world if it unsigns this treaty and walks away from it, because this is going to be the premier institution of international justice.
Sheffer spent years negotiating safeguards to limit the possibility of Americans ever appearing before the court. He blames the Bush administration for squandering its opportunity to help shape the court. But Prosper insists the U.S. will remain a leader in international justice.
We've made the decision to divorce ourselves from the process and not be part of the process. That does not mean that we are against accountability for war crimes. Quite to the contrary, we will continue to remain a leader and be aggressive in seeking accountability, shaping the public debate, and working with states in order to enhance their ability to address these issues and prevent these war crimes from happening.
Rather than a permanent court, the Bush administration has favored the use of ad hoc tribunals, like the ones the United Nations set up to prosecute war crime suspects from Rwanda and the former Yugoslavia. But Sheffer says ad hoc courts are not the answer.
They're very expensive. You're reinventing the wheel each time. You're creating new staffs each time. That could be staffs that deal with numerous crime scenes as opposed to just one crime scene. So the cost alone has put a brake on ad hoc tribunals.
That point was driven home at the UN today, where countries that have ratified the Rome Statute reaffirmed their commitment to a permanent court. Sheffer fears that U.S. allies are likely to simply ignore U.S. concerns as they push ahead and as the International Criminal Court becomes a reality. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.